In response to the COVID-19 virus, the Irish government has enacted two extraordinary pieces of legislation that it is currently and will quite likely, for many months to come, use to control the freedom of people living in Ireland in an unprecedented and profound way. Over the past week, many people have asked if I could put together a short video explaining the legislation. So this video will look at the first and most significant piece of legislation called the Health Preservation and Protection and Other Emergency Measures in the Public Interest Act 2020. The bill that preceded this act was initiated on the 18th of March 2020 and signed into law just 2 days later on the 20th of March 2020, meaning that this bill went through five stages in Dáil Éireann and four stages in Shannadárin before being signed into law by the President in just 2 days. Ask yourself how much freedom you have or how much protection from government overreach the Irish Constitution affords you if the Irish government can, inside 48 hours, grant themselves the power to determine what aspects of your life are necessary or unnecessary, such as whether your business can remain open, whether you are allowed to go to work, whether you can travel over 2 kilometres from your house for exercise, or whether your trip to the shop is essential, depending on what items you bought. Whether you personally find these measures necessary or not, you should be acutely aware of how easy it was for the government to grant themselves this power over your freedom, and ask yourself the question, are these restrictions on human rights proportionate? So what does the legislation say? The long title states that it is an act to make exceptional provision in the public interest in having regard to the manifest and grave risk to human life and public health posed by the spread of the disease known as COVID-19. And in order to mitigate, where practicable, the effects of the spread of the disease known as COVID-19, to amend the Health Act 1947, to confer a power on the Minister for Health to make regulations. That's very important. We'll come back to this later. Remember to make regulations, prohibiting or restricting the holding of certain events or access to certain premises, and to provide for enforcement measures, to provide for powers from certain medical officers of health to order in certain circumstances the detention of persons who are suspected to be potential sources of infection with the disease known as COVID-19, and to provide for enforcement measures in that regard, and to confer on the Minister for Health the power to designate areas as areas of infection of COVID-19 and to provide for related matters. To amend and extend the Social Welfare Acts, to provide for amendments in relation to entitlement to illness benefit for persons who have been diagnosed with or are a probable source of infection with the disease known as COVID-19, and to provide for amendments in relation to job seekers benefit and job seekers allowance to mitigate the economic effects of the spread of the disease known as COVID-19, and to provide for related matters. The powers this Act bestows on the Minister for Health are astounding, and I believe the minister does not possess the education, the experience, or the moral fortitude required to exercise such power. But that said, in my opinion, the power is so great that not even a committee should possess it. The Act provides that the state's authority to introduce such legislation derives from its constitutional duty to respect, and as far as practicable by its laws, to defend and vindicate the rights of citizens to life and to bodily integrity. Make no mistake that this law will set a precedent that will facilitate the introduction of similar legislation for any event the government deem catastrophic, such as climate change. The Act is split into three parts. Part one deals with issues such as the date of commencement and the fictional expiration dates applicable to parts two and three of the Act. Part two deals with amendments to the Social Welfare Acts, such as to permit illness benefit to be paid to persons diagnosed or deemed a probable source of infection of COVID-19. Also to make illness benefit available to self-employed persons and to allow for the removal of the 3-day waiting period before a person who has lost their job can make a claim for job seekers benefit. Part two of the Act is deemed to have come into operation on the 9th of March 2020 and will continue in operation until the 9th of May 2020. I see this date as fictional, however, as the Act allows for the Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection to extend the period of operation if he believes it is in the public interest. Part three of the Act is the section I am most concerned about and the part of the Act that I believe deserves most attention. Section 10 gives the Minister for Health the power to make regulations. Remember, we discussed this earlier, the power to make regulations. So he can make regulations to restrict travel to and from Ireland, declare an area or region of the state to be an affected area and thereby restricting travel within that area. This would also extend to people working or visiting this area also. Requiring persons or classes of persons to remain in their homes or such other places as the Minister for Health might decide. Prohibiting events or certain types of events and any other measures the Minister for Health considers necessary to prevent, limit, minimise or slow the spread of the virus. Failure to comply with a regulation will be an offence, and the Gardaí have been given special powers, including the power to arrest without warrant, to enforce any regulation made under the Act. Section 11 of the Act also allows for detention and isolation of persons where it is believed by a medical profession that a person is a potential source of infection and a risk to public health, and detention is necessary to slow the spread of COVID-19. Part 3 of the Act, which includes Section 10 and 11 just discussed, will continue in operation until the 9th of November 2020. However, this date can be extended if a resolution is passed by both houses of the Oireachtas. So how long is a piece of string? One matter I wish to make clear is that the rules around restricted travel, requiring people to remain in their homes, and prohibiting events is not yet enforceable, as Section 10 of the Act requires the Minister for Health to draft further regulations to give effect to the powers set out in Section 10 of the Act. It is likely that any such regulations would include very specific restrictions on travel, what premises could remain open, and how far you could travel from your home for the likes of exercise. Such regulations could be drafted and implemented quite quickly, as they do not require the same level of scrutiny as the Act itself, and they could be amended to include harsher restrictions at any time. The Minister for Health simply has to have regard to the advice of the Chief Medical Officer and also consult with ministers of other departments prior to the implementation of the regulations. This is a process that does not sit well with me. I wish to make clear that I am using my freedom to respect the request to social distance, to work from home and to only make necessary journeys. However, I am unsure how I will feel if I am subjected to Gardaí interrogation in order to establish if my activities are considered essential, subject to the regulations which the Minister has enacted. I am not saying that you should not abide by these laws, but what I am saying is that you should be asking questions about whether these laws are proportionate, whether they are constitutional, and recognise what not asking questions might mean for the freedoms of every citizen in this country into the future. I am not a doctor or a scientist, but I do know a lot of doctors and scientists are asking valid questions around the categorisation of deaths arising from COVID-19 and whether the restrictions placed on freedoms are justified by the medical information available. As a lawyer and a citizen of Ireland, the powers the government have granted to themselves make me very uneasy. So if you are to take anything away from this video, I ask you to consider the following. Number one, the possibility of this Act setting a precedent for similar legislation. What immediately springs into my mind is climate change. Number two, the power granted to the Minister for Health is frightening and is more akin to the control exercised by communist states. Three, regulations must be implemented to enforce Section 10 of the Act that would restrict your movements, and the Minister may amend these regulations at any time. And number four, question everything. Thanks for watching.